Walk in the Light of the Cross. Granville, New South Wales, Australia, September 16, 1894. I had a wonderful dream last night, or this morning. A few persons had assembled and were conversing together as to how the work should be carried on in this country, when there is such a dearth of means with which to advance it. We seemed as sheep in the midst of wolves. We offered up tearful prayers. Our hope and courage and faith were severely tested and tried. We could not see how we could advance the very work that we were very anxious to do, and which the Lord was impressing upon us should be done. In our solemn council, we decided that methods must be devised by which the work could be more effectual. And while we laid open our situation before God, a voice was heard full of melody and sweetness, saying, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave on the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." James 1, verse 5 to 7. The voice continued, "Cast thy net on the right side of the ship. Walk not in the shadow of the cross, but in the path where the Sun of Righteousness is ever shining to impart life and vitality, and to give grace for grace. The cross of Calvary is to you a pledge of forgiveness, of righteousness, of peace, and of fullness of joy. It is a well of water to every believer, springing up into everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." See John 21, verse 6, 414, 316. The cross speaks life, and not death, to the soul that believes in Jesus. Welcome the precious, life-giving rays that shine from the cross of Calvary. Reach up for the blessing, believe for the blessing. Your Savior who died on the cross is God's gift to a fallen world, and that gift embraces all heaven. Walk not in the shadow of the cross. Do not give expression to weeping, lamentation, and woe, but encourage your soul to hope and joy. The cross points upwards to a living Savior, who is your advocate, and is pleading in your behalf. I remember that my husband used to sometimes halt in the shadow of the cross, and he could see nothing but the dark side. He was sorely tried and perplexed. He suffered being tempted. So sorely were we tried that I thought death would be preferable to the sufferings we endured. Clouds surrounded us, and everything was unfavorable to the light, hope, and courage of the soul. We are in the same danger now of not discerning the light that shines from the cross of Calvary. We have been halting in the shadow of the cross of Calvary. At times we have failed to gather about us the warm, bright rays which come to us from an uplifted Savior. Brethren, the cross speaketh better things than the blood of Abel in behalf of every soul that receives Jesus Christ. When you are deeply shadowed, it is because Satan has interposed himself between you and the bright rays of the Sun of Righteousness. In times of trouble, the brightness is eclipsed, and we do not understand why the assurance seems to be withdrawn. We are led to look at self and the shadow of the cross, and this prevents us from seeing the consolation there is for us. We complain of the way and withdraw the hand from the hand of Christ. But sometimes God's favor breaks suddenly upon the soul, and the gloom is dispelled. Let us live in the sunlight of the cross of Calvary. Let us no longer dwell in the shadow, complaining of our sorrows, for this only deepens our trouble. Let us never forget, even when we walk in the valley, that Christ is as much with us when we walk trustingly there as when we are in the mountaintop. The voice said to us, "Will you not roll your burden upon the burden-bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you not live on the sunny side of the cross, saying, 'I know him whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day? Whom having not seen ye love, in whom now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.'" 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, 1 Peter 1, verse 8, 9. I have indeed been halting under the shadow of the cross. It is not a common thing for me to be overpowered and to suffer so much depression of spirits as I have suffered for the last few months. I would not be found to trifle with my own soul, and thus trifle with my Savior. I would not teach that Jesus is risen from the tomb, and that he has ascended on high and lives to make intercession for us before the Father, unless I carry out my teachings by practice, and believe in him for his salvation, casting my helpless soul upon Jesus for his grace, for righteousness, for peace, and love. I must trust in him, irrespective of the changes of my emotional atmosphere. I must show forth the praises of him who has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. My heart must be steadfast in Christ my Savior, beholding his love and gracious goodness. I must not trust him now and then, but always, that I may manifest the results of abiding in him who has bought me with his precious blood. We must learn to believe the promises, to have an abiding faith, so that we may take them as the sure word of God. Many who love God and who seek to honor God fear that they have no right to claim his rich promises. They will deal upon their painful struggles and the darkness which encompasses their path, and in so doing, they lose sight of the light of the love that Jesus Christ has shed upon them. They lose sight of the great redemption that has been purchased for them at infinite cost. Many are standing afar off, as if they were afraid to touch even the hem of Christ's garment. But his gracious invitation is even extended to them, and he is pleading, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30.